Random House Audio presents Lonely on the Mountain by Louis L'Amour. Read for you by David Strathairn. Chapter 1.
There will come a time when you believe everything is finished. That will be the beginning.
Pa said that when I was a boy. There was a hot, dry wind moaning through the hot, dry trees, and we were scared of fire in the woods, knowing that if fire came, all we had would go. We had crops in the ground, but there'd been no rain for weeks. We were scraping the bottom of the barrel for flour and drinking coffee made from ground-up beans. We'd had our best cow die, and the rest was ganted up so as you could count every rib. 2 years before, Pa had set us to digging a well. "Pa," I asked, "why dig a well? We've got the creek yonder and 3 flowing springs on the place. It's needless work." He lifted his head and he looked me right in the eye and said,
"Dig a well."
We dug a well. We grumbled, but when Pa said dig, you just naturally dug. And lucky it was, too. For there came the time when the bed of the creek was dust, and the springs that had always flowed weren't flowing. We had water, though. We had water from a deep, cold well. We watered our stock, we watered our kitchen garden, and we had what was needful for drinking because of that well. Now, years later and far out on the grass prairie, I was remembering and wondering what I could do that I hadn't done. No matter which way you looked between you and anywhere else, there was 1,000 miles of grass. And the Sioux. The Sioux hadn't come upon us yet, but they were about, and every man jack of us knew it. It could be they hadn't cut our sign yet, but cut it they would.